What are we gonna do now that he's back?
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, everybody? What's going on, everybody? This is Spark Up PVD Podcast. This your boy DJ Locura back at it for another week. Alongside Presidentes, Cristina, the queen of the dance, Regina, and the mans with the bands, Root Bands.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, we're a little bummed out with everything that happened this week, but, you know, I just wanted to do a recap of last week. We talked about a lot of sex and stuff. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that I wanted to tell them to make sure you wrap it up and go get tested. STDs and STIs are at a boost. Basically went up 2.8% in males, in straight males, and in gay males are 1.6 since 2012. So make sure you go and get tested. There are free clinics that offer, you know, everything free. And it's 100% confidential.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, wrap it up and go get tested.
Wrap it up, strap it up.
PSA for the night.
Thank you, Ruben, for that health fact. But things...
On a bright side, it is Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Shout outs to the veterans.
Bittersweet. Some people didn't get their veterans home back safely. But I want to give a special shout out to one of our listeners, Amy.
What up, Amy?
Amy
served in the Army for 4 years, and her husband, who was deployed to Iraq last year, so he missed a lot. No, I'm sorry, 2 years ago. You know, he didn't really get to see a lot of her pregnancy. So, but he made it home safely in time to see his baby girl be born. Shout out to another cousin, Lindsay, who's a veteran, and a very, 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 very special shout out to my brother, who was deployed 3 times to Iraq.
Whoa.
And is safe
to him.
In here. You know, veterans, they put a lot on the line when they go out there and they sign to the Army. They put their health at risk. They families are crushed. They put their mental health at risk for this country. So... we have a lot to be grateful for.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we also have some things to not be so grateful for in this country.
Well, at least, America, I grabbed you by the pussies. Donald J. Trump.
If you guys don't know by now, if you've been living under a rock of what happened on Tuesday night.
Run for cover.
Regina, what do you say? Turtlenecks? Y'all gotta rock them because we coming strong.
Oh.
Where to start, guys? First of all, do we even start?
It's a bummer.
Can we start maybe with talking about how we've seen history in the last 8 years? We had our first black president,
which is the coolest president we ever had.
Coolest, and I think he's been one of the most successful presidents in U.S. history. That's fact. Based on what he was,
one of the most humble.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And people aren't going to know it till future.
You know that saying, you don't know what you have until you lost it?
Mm. Exactly.
That's exactly what we're going to feel with President Barack Obama.
I mean, he had his flaws like every other president.
But he did a lot of good too.
Everything he promised. He didn't get to do a lot that he wanted to do, but I think he did his best. You know, I don't know much about presidency and politics, but from what I see and the way he carried himself, the way his wife carried himself and all of the things they did, especially Michelle Obama, women empowerment and all her foundations and charity and going around talking to women of breast cancer, going around supporting autism, going around supporting healthy eating habits and a healthy life and exercising and staying fit. So the things that they symbolized, it was just beautiful.
Thank you. I'm going to just say thank you to them. I think.
Yeah, you have to thank them.
You know, out of all presidents in that family as well, I've never seen such a, how can I say, I don't even know how to
classy.
Say it.
A great example to what you would want your family to look like.
Not only that, but they gave us the example of that that black families can be successful, that black families can be people in power, that they can be eloquent, they can be educated. It kind of reminds me of like what the Bill Cosby did and how they set the culture. Like Bill Cosby was a doctor and his wife was a lawyer and his kids were all college kids. And they went out there and they did something with their lives. And, you know, the unity of a matrimony, that too, you know, because we've seen presidents in the past where they've had sex scandals and accused of this and accused of that and accused of being a racist or accused of being affiliated with terrorism. So, you know, Obama and Michelle, they stand for so much.
Yeah.
In as, you know, a person, a black person, you know, the minorities.
Facts.
For real.
Shout outs to the Obamas.
That's probably going to be the last family in a while that we're going to see.
That hip
and
no, I wouldn't say hip, but
I mean,
did you see her Dougie, Michelle's Dougie?
Listen, yeah. I'll take it.
But at least they try. They try, and it's natural. It's not like they.
It's not forced.
Exactly. You know, what I mean, it'd be different if she was trying and she was doing it to pander people, but she's doing it out of sincerity. We could take that.
We won't see that for the next. We won't see that for the next first lady.
I mean.
Can you imagine her?
My husband. He's very good.
He's a very great communicator.
Thank you.
He's a very a good man.
Thank you.
He's a good heart.
Oh, man.
And then that's all she had. And then he goes, yo, you got 2 minutes, bro. Keep going.
I mean, it's going to be a good 4 years of SNL and funny shit all around the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's SNL.
So much material on them.
I don't really think it's something funny though.
It's not, but you got to look at the comedy from it. You know, we can't dwell in the sadness that, you know, we didn't get a better person into the White House. You know, we kind of got to just, you know, move along and hope that we're not doomed.
I mean, I think we spoke about this last night for a long time. I think this is the perfect time for minorities, not all minorities, because last week I made a general statement that minorities aren't educated, but for those of us that aren't, because I speak for myself, to get educated, to learn about politics, you know, the things that they stand for, to read up on their policies and see really which one you relate to, which one you would really want to represent this country. Mm-hmm. And go from there and just embrace each other and come together. We need more unison now.
Yeah, because
unison now than ever before.
Because the world's looking very ugly right now.
It's always been divided, but it's just like, I don't know. I guess I was naive before. I always used to say, oh, no, the world's not like that anymore. You know, a lot has disappeared, but...
Wrong.
Like,
guess again. Wake up, child.
In the words of Donald Trump, wrong.
I'm telling you. So much material.
I've witnessed people say things and do things in our very own state that I have never seen before. I never knew how racist people can be. And on both ends, because... there's black people and Latinos saying some crazy things to white people and blaming them. You can't blame them because,
you know, but when
not all white people are racist and not all of them are for Trump. So it's not even a white thing.
You know, it's just we're so divided now and hopefully something good comes out of, you know, I mean, it sucks to say that because, I mean, we're not in a good position right now. And it's like, we're just hoping for the best. You know, but I don't see that coming soon.
Well,
and I'm go ahead,
Christina, go ahead.
I was actually, I pulled up the map of the results. And it's just so crazy how much people were in support of Trump. I thought that he was a joke. And I thought the rest of the world agreed. But I'm looking at like almost every freaking state in the country is red.
Yeah.
And if they compared it to the results from the last
election.
The last election, thank you, for Obama, and it was nowhere near that. He beat Mitt Romney by a landslide, and like Trump did the same thing to like I don't know. It's just
something you can't.
But there is a lot of those states that only have like you know less than a million people in it, which. The state can count up to
no. Is people did not go points. Out to vote.
That too. I've seen that only 46% of the people voted.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah,
I think it was 46.
It was 46, but I think
percent of the country.
Yeah, but 49% of the country didn't vote.
Exactly.
So let's do the math.
And 5% of the people voted either Green Party or Liberal Party. I think it's called, and some people just wasted their vote. They put stupid things in.
Yo,
like
that,
Hennessy,
that right
a
there.
A bunch of people putting.
Yeah, but you can't even really blame the people who voted third party.
No, but there were people that went and voted like Hennessy.
Hennessy? Harambe? Like
Harambe?
Oh,
come
like
on.
The fill-ins that people did?
Harambe got 15,000 votes.
That's lit.
That's stupid.
That's lit, but
that's,
it's stupid.
That's
you're
a wasted
your
vote.
Wasting your vote.
And on the point of the third parties, like, I understand you're trying to pick, you don't agree with the two candidates between the Democratic and Republican. But let me ask you, how much of a chance did you actually think that third party had a chance? How much of a chance do you think they had?
They didn't have none.
They didn't have none.
I think a lot of people, they already saw the election as a joke. So a lot of people did, they wanted to make a statement. Like, they, like, oh, well, I don't like either two, so I'm voting Green Party. But this was the wrong election to make a statement.
But also, you have to understand the people that genuinely followed those independents. Like, the same way Hillary had followers mm-hmm. and Trump had followers, these people actually had followers that believed in their party and believed in what they were doing. It's not because, oh, I don't want to vote for Hillary or Trump. Like, these people genuinely believed in their candidate just the way
and
we genuinely believed in Hillary and people genuinely believed in Trump. We can't just say, like, oh, those people that voted independent, they only voted independent because they didn't want either. Like, those people were the ones that were out at those rallies and supporting mm-hmm. their candidate. We can't hate on that.
I'm not hating on that. I'm blaming the people that voted, Harambe, Hennessy, and stuff
yeah,
like
they
that.
Like the fill-ins.
They already
the fill-ins.
Knew he was taking this
the right
L.
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 Right.
So
my
guy
was just they didn't care no more. They was like, "We taking this L anyway. We might as well take it all the way to the back."
like my guy was originally.
I would have voted for Beyonce.
No, but honestly,
why?
Because it's a waste of vote again. That's a
but
waste
we
of
but
vote.
She won in Rhode Island anyway. The election is not a joke. I get it.
You know, we should take this a little more serious. If you're gonna go vote because you're gonna vote,
but
and
you have
the support behind your candidate.
No one ever wants to be serious
until shit hits the fan.
Mm-hmm. If Hillary, everybody was like, "Oh, Hillary's gonna win," so I'm not gonna vote. Hillary's gonna win, so whatever. Like Hillary's gonna win. Everybody's foreseeing, and then when what you think is gonna happen doesn't happen. Now everybody's
because
like,
you don't
"Oh,
vote.
We need to be serious." Like, but where was you at a year ago when we was out here?
That's exactly. True.
Don't be trying to look me in my eyes and tell me, oh, we need to get serious. No, nah, you need to get serious. Because there's too many people, especially in our age group, that are all talk. Like, you see them on the Snap, mm-hmm. on Insta, on Twitter, and they have so much to say, but they're not out there making anything happen. And most of them didn't even vote.
Exactly.
I seen so many people on my timeline saying, I'm not voting for the lesser evil. Well, so you're going to let the greater evil win? Like,
but you
I don't
know
get
something?
That.
A lot of those people that said something that they're not voting, they're also crying now.
Of course.
You know, I see a lot of them crying.
And it's not even so much, like, against Trump and because, like, he's not a politician and he's a successful businessman and what his legacy means. Like, because, before this, when we heard the name Trump, you thought money. Right?
True.
Correct.
He's wealthy, right? He's very wealthy. He had all this money to run a campaign, a very sexual, very successful campaign, damn it.
I think you're last episode's getting to her.
No.
We spoke a
and
lot
so,
about sex.
It's what he stands for, is how he's sexist and how he's, how do you pronounce the word? Xenophobia? XENO. It's when like you have great fear of
xenophobia.
Yeah, of great fear of people who are illegal immigrants.
Oh, wait, that's like a thing.
That's a thing. He's racist.
Sheesh.
clear, like at least, out in the
at
open.
Least we have to look at it post and now. I mean, then and now. He's switched a lot of his views. A lot of the websites are changing things, and he seems like he's trying to work with the people now.
Well,
compared
I hope so.
To what he ran on. So he might be playing a lot of y'all Republican.
But that's people. But that's the problem, you know, right there.
We don't know what he's gonna do, so we can't say and we can't sit there and say, you know, he's bad. He might be a good president.
That's
at
true.
At the end of the day. We don't know. We don't know. But right now, since
we don't know.
You know,
and that's the scary part of
it. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, Ruben, why would you have a president who's flip-flopping?
Exactly.
You know,
he's
why?
The thing is,
listen, the night of the election, while all of this was happening, the economy was already dropping.
Yeah, but it went
up
again,
people were
too.
Pulling out.
Yeah.
People were pulling out
because the markets, international markets, do not like uncertainty.
And that's true. Nobody likes it.
Yeah. So why would you have a president who's flip flopping? You don't know what he's going to say.
A lot of people saying, "Oh, we need change." Like,
what does that even mean?
What change
did you need?
Though?
Because there were 41 other presidents that were white. What kind of change is this?
But it's like they were white, but they weren't all Republican. And that's
exactly
the thing. When you have 8 years of Democrat, people are like, we need change. When you have, we had 8 years of George W. Bush, and all the Democrats were like, we need change. Like, this is not working.
Exactly.
And so it's like, it's when you have one thing for too long, people think, okay, this is not working. We need change. But don't you think it's interesting that it's the same people yelling they need change, but they don't know what needs to be changed?
Exactly.
So what
so
are
maybe
we
do need a change completely. Maybe a Green Party
candidate?
President is what we need.
But what we needed was
we
Bernie Sanders,
had
in my
some
opinion.
Bad Republican presidents, though. Let's be honest. Like, we've had some people who have been Republican but have made good changes for the government. We can't just blame the Red Party and then just think, oh, the independents are going to come in and fix it. It's very liberal to think. You know, you got to think on both ends.
Yeah.
That's true. I think that's the beauty of this country, is that you do have the right and the left wing. But right now, It's looking real grim. It's looking all right.
Right now, we're reacting to this.
We're all looking to the right now. Like, we're all looking like,
you know,
what's going to happen
It's
now?
Just sad that a lot of people had to tell their kids that this man was in power.
Right. It's the influence that he's had on people, whether evil, good, fear. I know someone at work who is a lesbian. She's a woman. She's a lesbian. And she's also a minority. And she's in fear of, like, what's going to happen to her rights. Like, okay, gay marriage has passed, but, like, her rights as, like, a person in a marital relationship, like, her benefits, her spouse's benefits and their rights for, you know, like, for when they get divorced and things like
that.
Like, she's thinking of, like, all of the things that are, all of the odds that are going against her as a minority, like, a minority in every way.
Exactly.
So, like, It's just, I don't know. It's been such an impact.
But you have to think about it, like, these odds have always been against you. You've always been a minority. You've probably always been a part of the LGBT community. And you will continue to fight. And you're not going to let them come in and tell you what you can and can't do, who you can and can't love. Oh, no, I can't be a minority. Stop looking at yourself as the underdog and stop looking at yourself in this box.
Right. Somebody told me the other day when I was talking about how I was going back and forth with people on Facebook, which was obviously a one-time thing, first and last time. He told me, just because you're black or just because you're a minority doesn't mean you have to lower your standards. It's okay to have high standards. It's okay to think better and want to do better. Somebody asked on the Facebook Live, what do you say to people that feel Hillary is that dangerous of a person? Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. a politician's job is to sell their policy, to sell their story, to sell their campaign.
It's
so
all risky business,
right? Like, with the media being so, like, full force, like, so strong, I don't even know what's true and what's not anymore.
Actions speak louder than the words. They'll talk about it now, and then when things happen,
right? Because
that's how you determine how good of a candidate someone really is.
The only proof we have real proof are what they say during their speeches and what they have said during their debate.
Exactly.
So, like, as far as Hillary being dangerous, hell, I don't know. Maybe she's, maybe she isn't. But she never showcased that. So, who's to say?
Who's to say she wouldn't have won, got in office, and then pulled a Trump?
Exactly. We don't know.
We don't know.
And we'll never know now.
We only didn't want Trump, but we don't know what Hillary was capable of if she would have won.
Exactly.
We were just hoping for the best. I don't think she's a physically dangerous person, but I can see how some people feel like she would have gone in and she would have either not made too much change or felt her back was so against the wall she had to make too drastic of changes. She would have been in there with a whole bunch of Republicans. They would have had her back against the wall. They,
like Obama.
They are calling it the Red Wedding right now because everything's Republican.
Yeah,
so,
the House and the
Senate. For all the Republicans out there, if y'all listening, everything's on your people.
That's what we want.
Yeah, Virginia,
we want the Red Wedding. Let's go.
Yeah, Virginia, talking about this yesterday with us, you know, my father said this. He said, listen, we had 8 years of Bush. We survived.
Right.
You know, it was really bad at one point, but we survived.
And we got through
and we came back stronger. And then Regina was like, listen, this is the perfect situation, which it almost connected because I thought about what you said after I left.
Yeah, there was a guy. Oh, go ahead.
It's the perfect situation because now all these people who voted for this guy, this is your boy.
This is what you wanted.
This is your man. You wanted him as president. You wanted to make America great again. We're going to get rid of all the Mexicans, house all the way. Muslims, all these motherfuckers. Yes. You're going to get rid of them. This is your boy. So when things go sour, guess what? That's your boy. Defend him.
And to close out, for those of you that don't know, Muslim is a religion. And it doesn't come from one country. I know black people who are Muslim.
And if you read the Quran, a lot
of their values match the Christian values. So for you to judge someone for being a Muslim and associate that with terrorism is wrong. Is completely wrong. And another thing, Black Lives Matter doesn't mean everybody else's life doesn't matter. Facts. It just means Black Lives Matter. And until we start treating black lives like they matter, we're going to keep yelling Black Lives Matter. Ooh. And until the world realizes that black lives matter, then we could say all lives matter. But as far as black lives matter, it doesn't mean all lives don't matter. Or how about white? Or how about Latinos? Or how about shut up?
Every lives matter. It's just the fact, the media just corrupted that.
I'm so fed up with people saying that.
Talk your shit, girl. Talk your shit.
Do you see blue lives out here shedding blood every day? No, you don't.
Listen, the other day, talking about blue lives matter, the other day, two white males killed a few cops, I think it was. I think it was three. And I posted it, and I'm like, where you at?
Exactly.
Nobody supported it.
And that's what this guy said on TV. They interviewed a famous Mexican singer, and they asked him, what are you going to do? And he was like, we're going to do what we do every time. Every time we've gotten beat up, we come together and we become better people. There's more of us than there is of them. If we can come together and educate ourselves and educate each other, that's the only way we're going to make change. We can't make change just sitting here and it's just talking, I hate
belly.
Trump.
I'm telling you, it's the perfect time for this whole thing to sit in the belly of America, and now it's all coming up. We thought we were so saved, we thought everything had changed so much. And granted, we've come a long way, but let it all come up. This is the perfect time. Let people be honest about how they feel.
Tell me
about
how
race.
You really feel.
No, seriously. We need to hear this stuff so we know what we're up against.
That's true.
Shout outs to the open racist people that came out too.
Yo, did you guys see that clip on The Breakfast Club this past week? They had a clip of somebody calling from, I think, West Virginia, I think it was. I don't know where. And they went ballistic on the air. Like, you can, and the clip shows Envy, Angela Yee and Charlamagne. They're just, like, listening to, like, Envy, he just had his head down the entire time as this guy was talking.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting when people have the balls, like Regina said, like, tell me how you really feel. I'm genuinely like curious as to how their mind works. Like, I want to hear what you have to say. Like I think it's important that we sit down and talk to someone like that. Like, why do you think Trump is a good president? Hit me with the facts. Like, why do you, like, for real, why did you want him to be president? Because as far as I know, he was only yelling a bunch of derogatory things during his campaign. So, like,
tremendous.
If you don't agree with what he stands for, then why do you want him to be president so bad?
They can't supply you with the facts. That's the problem. They have no.
They have none because
they have none.
The thing is that they couldn't see, like Von Jones said, they were sick of seeing a black man in the House for 8 years, let alone let a woman come and take the power that the black man had.
They don't want that.
You know what I'm saying? It just makes absolutely perfect sense.
He called that a white lash, a rebellion against the elites.
Listen, and I personally know somebody that voted for Trump just because Hillary was a female. Just because of that, which is crazy to me. If you can't handle a female in power, I feel sorry for you, brother.
Yeah, because I don't know about you guys. I am a female in power.
I mean,
I'm an alpha.
Flexing.
Shout out to Tapia, who told me that the other day. You're an alpha. You're an alpha. So that's in my head every day now.
And
it went to my
head.
He's also a veteran. So, yeah.
Shout out to him.
So, yeah.
All I'm going to say this.
Too, is definitely talk to. I feel like people should talk to Trump supporters. There are some educated, non-aggressive, peaceful, non-racist Trump supporters that have specific reasons for voting for Trump. I talked to one at my job, and I was a little upset at first, and I was like, listen to what you have to say. And she was basically saying, she was like, I don't care for Trump at all. But one policy she did care for was him raising the taxes, because then eventually, in turn, it lowers the American debt. And I'm like, okay. And she really, like, explained it out. We were talking for a while, and I was like, okay, I understand. And she was like, but I do see that he is a racist. I do see that he is a sexist.
She's woke.
And she was like, as a public figure, I'm disgusted. But politically, in that light, for the country, I'm with it. And I was like, you know what? I feel you. I still don't like him, but I feel you.
Hey, okay, but that's, I still important. Think he's going to play the Republican Party. You know, I'm calling it now for everybody listening.
I mean, but it is important to sit down with people who don't have the same views as you, because that's the only way you can learn.
That's the only way. And if we build walls, like, well, you know what? We're here and you're there. It's never going
to
change.
Exactly. Because I went into work on Thursday looking at everybody all kinds of different. I'm like, what am I doing to myself? These people like me. They've liked me for 6 years. Just because Trump's president don't mean, oh, they're looking at me like, oh, here comes the black girl.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
We will never
and it's
advance.
Not a wall no more. It's actually a fence. To get
boy,
it, it went from a wall to a fence. So people, watch out,
boy.
So,
I'm gonna just end it like this. This is your boy. This is your man. All you Trump supporters out there.
He got more pressure than Obama does. He got more pressure than Obama does.
Yo,
right now.
Did you? Obama was explaining things, and he was just like, probably like,
what the? He was like a complete airhead. He's like, I didn't know this is all part of the job description.
He pulled out the notepad.
Shout out to Donald's wardrobe artist, though. I need you to stock his wardrobe with a lot of turtlenecks, child.
Oh, because
even in the summer,
full force,
because his neck is getting came at.
Ooh. Just like
his toupee?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever
it's
his
not a toupee, it's implanted.
Hey,
it's sewed in.
Alright, so speaking of minorities and blacks and Latinos, besides the election.
I'm sorry, I'm just really out of it ever since this election. But continue.
It's okay, that's good. That means you're conscious now. That means you guess
woke.
What? You're officially woke.
You exactly.
I feel like I'm balding now. I feel it coming. I felt like all this pressure.
Put that energy into change.
Listen, I've been woke for a while, and people used to look at me like I was crazy.
They're always gonna look at you like you're crazy when you are defending what's right.
You know what would make people look at you crazy? If you wore a durag with the wave coming out, with the thing on the back.
Would they though? If he was in New York, I think not.
I mean,
yo, deadass B, you know my durag.
Besides the election, this week was Durag History Week. And Twitter was going off.
I'm so sad.
Off. Like, why are you sad?
Because I'm taking a Twitter break right now and I'm just feeling so much withdrawal.
Why are you taking a Twitter break?
No, she's not in a break. She's in Twitter jail. That's why.
I just love
Twitter. You're in Twitter jail. Why?
I just love Twitter
so
much.
She was tweeting about the election.
And I'm just always on Twitter. And I was like, I have to get off Twitter because this election was getting crazy and it was giving me anxiety. So I had to get off Twitter. Then I missed the whole do-rag thing. And I would have went in with them because I love me a do-rag.
Do you really, though? Like, I don't know. If you're wearing a do-rag in 2016 out in public and it's not for your waves...
Like, it's just for fashion?
Get out of 2000, please.
And maybe you...
Yo, Rihanna wore that extra long do-rag at, what was it, the VMAs?
VMAs, yeah.
Yo, and she was killing it.
Wasn't it gold or something?
But not everybody's Rihanna, though.
Hold on, because I mean, somebody tweeted a picture of Ja Rule and said, hashtag do-rag history week. Ja Rule wore a do-rag for 95% of his rap career, but had zero waves to show for it.
Yo.
That is
what right
in.
Now.
They went in.
Let it go. Please
Come
let
on,
it go.
That used to be my favorite rapper. Why'd they get him like that?
I mean,
some people just look
holla.
Listen, some people just look ridiculous with do-rags. So
no, it's
not for
everybody. When you wear the thing,
the
when
Superman
you let the
flap.
Thing, yeah, when you let you gotta roll it up. How 50 Cent used to wear. I used to think that was so attractive. When
Wait,
guys
roll it up.
Yeah, Whoa. Roll it up and tuck it in on the sides and put a fitted on. Oh,
oh yeah.
I don't think I can pull the do-rag off.
You know what's crazy? I was such a tomboy back in the day. I mean, granted, I still kind of am, but. Like, I was leading more towards, like butch back in the day. Whoa. I wore a do-rag with a fitted.
Ugh.
Backwards, like, to the side, like how T.I. used to wear it.
How about how Nelly used to wear the do-rag with the basketball
headband.
That was good. That was pretty stylish. I'm going to give him that one.
And then the shirt over your shoulder and have a regular shirt under.
Oh, that was dope.
And the little...
The Band-Aid.
The Band-Aid or the...
I thought he had a boo-boo for the longest time.
I think he just had to hide that pimple.
Yo. That shit was lit. Remember when people used to do that? I got a pimple, so I'm going to wear this Band-Aid. Oh, you think you slick.
Or how about when you had the same sneakers, but they was mismatch.
Ew.
What?
Or how about when people
like a white
used to
Air Force and a black Air Force?
Yes.
Ugh.
Or how about when people used to actually change their shoelaces, put different colors?
Yo, the checker patterns.
That actually was lit.
The checker patterns?
When people used to cut holes in their pants.
What?
And put their shoelaces through the holes.
Oh, yes. No,
that was a whole
what?
Different. I don't even
the
know.
The mesquite on the shirt. The mesquite. When you did your own mesquite with the paint.
Oh, I hired people for that one. I had somebody do a shirt for me.
Yo, my boy Victor.
For the Dominican Festival.
Yo, I still have that shirt.
Was a monster.
So
my boy Vic Rock.
So
damn, first of all, don't disrespect that side. I had a Dominican and Puerto Rican flag.
Hey, I love my Bodies, but that is very Puerto
Shout
Rican.
Not even. No. A lot of people in my school that were Dominican had their shirt done.
They were half Puerto Rican, I'm
nah,
sure.
Nah, they weren't.
No, I had my shirt done. I can't front.
Remember
boy,
the long
My
tees?
Boy Victor did it.
Whoa.
The long tees?
The jersey dresses?
And my white tee.
I want a jersey, but not a jersey.
Man, remember when Maya rocked it in that video, Best of Me?
Maya.
Beautiful.
Yo,
she's still
that's
sexy.
A piece of her career. But Maya.
Hey, but she's still sexy
she's,
to this
nah,
day.
She really is, though.
I met her
out here killing.
Yeah, Maya.
I met her last year. She's beautiful.
She can still get the eggplant.
You're
oh for real.
Gosh. Wow.
All over her.
Wow.
No matter where.
Wow. A passing.
Just,
wow.
Just make sure you wrap it up, though.
Yo,
wrap it up.
Remember when people
no
used
glove,
to wear
no
Air Forces, and the flap
those.
Used to just be so old and dangly.
And you had.
That's because you didn't tie
jeans
it.
On,
oh my
and you
bruh.
Tucked them in.
Oh
yeah,
with
or
the
you
socks.
Wore a rubber Ooh. Band at the end of your jeans.
Oh my! Remember Averix, Fat
yo,
Farm.
Yo. Averix was lit. A lot of people would say, "Oh that shit."
I had no.
Used
listen.
To be ugly. A lot of y'all niggas had Averix on.
Like I started like.
Yeah,
I
even had the sneakers and the socks to match.
Stop.
And then you had Paco jeans.
Are you? Ew. Are you What are you talking about?
This is Ruben's closet.
I was so poor that I remember asking my mom for a pair of low top black Air Forces. And you know what she told me? Let's go to AJ Wright and see what we could find.
AJ Wright was
moms
lit.
Be like,
rest in peace in my social life. She bought me Averex sneakers that looked like low top black Air Force. And guess what? I had to wear them because at the time I had black sneakers and white sneakers to match everything that I had in my
closet.
That's
all you need.
She told me that. That's all I needed.
You went to Kmart, you got the Shaq.
That's not even right.
Listen,
so tell me, were the ones that you had, were the checks backward? Is that what it was?
No, it said Avirex on the side in silver.
Oh, wow. They just
they were like 3D.
I'm not going to front.
She wanted me to fail.
You are a fraud. That's what they want. So we're going to put this right here.
And you know my white pair of sneakers were? K-Swiss.
Ooh, K-Swiss is dope.
You would have been better off with Shaq's.
Nah, get out of here.
I love the Shaq. Y'all had a pair of Shaq's.
Yo.
The black and white ones?
I'm not going to lie. I used to look at you kind of crazy when you wore the Shaq's.
Far.
I had the
Shaq's were far.
All in.
Hey, them K-Swiss though? Them shits used to be popping.
My K-Swiss. I love my K-Swiss.
Ooh. Hey,
that commercial was lit.
Nah, that commercial was lit. Damn.
But them sneakers, not womp, so much.
How about and one?
One. I used to have a pair.
Ooh, and one was lit.
I'm going to tell you, they didn't do any good on the basketball court.
You broke your ankle.
Brick.
And then I was like, you know what?
Brick.
He was trying to do the Spider-Man, throw the ball over his head.
Nah, man, I didn't have any ups.
Pick it up and bring it back.
I just stayed behind the three-point line.
Damn.
Safety zone.
That's crazy. That is just
yo,
so
those things were hot back in the day, though. They wouldn't survive a second now.
That's almost, you know.
Remember the Melissas?
Melissa.
Oh my God. What was that?
The clear shoes.
My Melissas. Neon orange. They're all clear.
Wait. You're talking about the sneakers?
Yeah, the see-through sneakers.
Oh, I never got a pair.
Tell me why.
When their feet got all hot, them shits looked like it was
foggy. You need a defrost.
Tell me why me and my friends were just at somewhere talking about Melissa's the other day, and I still got mine in my basement.
Will you wear them?
If we ever have a throwback Thursday, just know.
So you wouldn't wear them on a regular day?
Oh, I would wear them wherever, whenever.
I need to see that.
Yeah, for next week.
Yo, if you rock those, I will buy myself a pair of LA Gears. And I'll
LA
rock them.
LA Gears.
Yo,
I
Melissa's
deal with
was
you.
Lit.
With the light up.
Yo, those
oh,
look like
the sneakers
a,
with the you press the button and the little wheels would pop out.
The Heelys.
The Skechers?
I was skating all over AJ Ray. Okay?
I was so happy to go to United States. Yo, I was so happy to be at United States of America with those.
Yo, you can't forget about the Reebok bumps.
Reebok bumps.
Reebok
what is that?
Pumps. Yes, Reebok pumps. I remember those,
bumps.
But I think that was a little more towards like early 90s.
Yeah. The Scottie Pippen.
Listen, the Reebok classics will always be.
I could talk about sneakers all day.
Reebok
too,
classics.
Too bad I retired. I'm not collecting
right
anymore. I used to collect.
Don't play.
No lie. At one point, I had almost 102 pairs of sneakers.
You tripping, man?
That is just
at one point.
Yeah, you is bugging.
I mean, I still got. Listen, I still got sneakers that I haven't worn ever in my closet.
That's crazy.
Nah, that's too much.
Oh, shout out to Kathy, who just said, oh my God, not the Shaq's. That was directed to Hubby over here.
The Shaq's.
The Shaq's. No.
Damn, girl, I thought you had my back.
Nah, them Shaq's is crazy.
She still loved you with the Shaq's, though.
No, she wasn't
it,
around for that time.
Hey, listen, that means it was real.
I feel like
real.
I saw you wear a pair of Shaq's.
No, I had the Shaq's. Wow. If you see Men in Black, the original one, you know when he's walking in after he gets the card? It's those black and white ones that were stripes.
He had Shaq's on?
Yeah, those were Shaq's.
Is that why you bought them?
Yo, I was the fly skid in school.
Shaq's were hot. Stop trying to play them, yo.
Come on.
I'm not trying to play nobody. I am not one to talk. I am not one to judge.
Hey, you right.
Babe.
Speaking of judging, this week, or was it this week or was it last week?
No, it was this week.
We had another tragedy in our society. So, according to National Geographic. Penguins are known to be
monogamous.
The most monogamous species, animals, birds.
And faithful.
Faithful. That's monogamous.
No, but, you know, you can still be monogamous.
Okay, yeah, true. The most faithful animals on Earth. And recently, we had a little toddy. She was at home with the kids, and Papa was out getting some fish for her. He was out here like grinding for them, like he put his heart on the line for his family. And she was out here thotting with another penguin, and he came back to claim his wife. And guess what?
You got that ass whooped, boy.
She did not take him back.
She was like, I ain't taking no L's.
And they started going at it. Like, just imagine two penguins going at it. Just flap, 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 flap. Hey.
Why that sound
did you? Hey, did you know that? Their wings is
that is sound right.
Their
that
wings
sound
are
right.
made out of bones. They can't fly. That's the reason why they
that.
Can't fly. So they take eight blows per second. So just imagine that. That's like, have you ever seen Dragon Ball Z when they're fighting and it's like,
damn, poor penguin.
Then they're just there and for like 10 seconds they're like in this cloud of smoke and they're just like fighting. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like.
And she was just there just watching them and he gave out one last cry after he got beat up like, come on, girl. And guess what? She turned around and waddled her way away. Waddled away from him.
And told the side dude to come in with her.
Oh, and he went back one last time and he got slapped a couple more times. And then she still didn't take him back.
Nah, he was putting up a good fight, though.
He was putting up a good fight.
Hey, but, you know.
It was a worthless fight.
Exactly.
She still left him out there in the legit.
As I quote Clinton.
And that is why I have trust issues.
When you fight for what's right, it is worth it. And he thought his thought was still worth it.
Exactly.
He's like, I got all this fish for you. We was supposed to have a candlelit dinner.
And this is how you pay me?
He can't even go get some fish. He can't even turn his back for 5 minutes. Now he got to come back and square up like you all tied and whatever.
Here's my question, though. So her new boo, the side boo, he got to go and get fish sooner or later, right? He got to feed her, too. Is she going to cheat on him, too?
I mean... You know what's crazy about that whole story? That's a good point. But you know what's crazy about that whole story?
Hey. Really?
You know what's sad about that whole story is that this really happens in real life to humans all the time. This is why you hear people shot somebody.
I don't want to be biased, but I'm just saying it's usually the man.
Zam.
Nah, it happens both ways.
Zam.
That just proved it that.
Not because in this situation, it was.
Not proved it.
It was
the
her.
Woman. So, you know what I mean? It's.
But we don't know the situation between these two.
Yeah,
people.
Right.
You know,
that's
maybe
true.
He been coming home late. Maybe he been seeing some shorties around the way and whatever. Like,
he got kids and he was fetching the food.
We don't know.
Yeah, but what if he was like, fetching the food for her and for her neighbor, too?
Come on.
Come on. Don't try and flip it.
Come on.
I ain't trying to flip it.
Hell yeah, you are.
Yo, I watched it and I was like, yo.
Yeah,
at first
but you
I was
didn't
like,
watch
yo, this
their
is...
whole matrimony. You didn't
listen,
watch.
Listen, listen. But did you? Hold on.
Did you? You didn't no.
Yeah.
No.
But listen, when I started watching the video, I'm looking at it like, yo, this is funny.
I even
at first.
I'll be your next.
And soon,
I'll cover my neck.
And
yeah, I'll help you out.
You trying to
and soon as I started watching, as the video went on in the... Narrator kept talking. I'm like,
yo,
oh,
he was mad
shit.
Brutal. That narrator was crazy.
You know what he said? She doesn't have time for losers. I was
no.
like, yo, that is so low.
Maybe he wasn't putting in work.
He wasn't putting in the good eggplant.
The
that's what it was.
And maybe he wasn't giving the good deed, but he was providing for
nah,
the dinner
table.
Nah,
because she reared her head up from that little hole like, oh, you still here? And then ducked right back like this.
That
nigga.
Is so
like,
cold.
She didn't give a flock about this penguin, okay? He called out. She let her head out like, oh, yup. Nah.
Yo,
and went back.
I'm
okay.
usually the type of guy to laugh at these things, but yo, I felt it. It hit me hard. I think I dropped a tear for that penguin. That was so
on Twitter,
low.
Obviously, you know, Twitter's always going off.
Oh, Twitter.
Somebody tweeted the girl penguin. And they said, as I waddle to the next dick boy. That's a Beyonce.
Oh, wow.
Beyonce
that's my stuff.
Oh, my gosh. And you know how people got the Arthur hand
oh my
with
God.
The fist?
Oh.
They replaced the fist with a fin.
With a fin. Oh, my God. Yo, y'all so cold.
Hold on. They got the Drake, the Take Care.
Oh, no, the Take Care.
The Take Care cover of Drake. They replaced Drake with the penguin.
Yo, Twitter loves nobody.
That is crazy.
Nobody's friends with nobody on Twitter. Anybody can get it.
They got a picture of a little boy. He's mad cute. But he looks like a penguin. It says, Mr. Penguin, signing for divorce.
Damn. Yo, man, I'm telling you.
I'm going to just say.
Yo, sometimes... Twitter so cold, man.
Twitter said, F what
oh,
you heard.
Man.
We coming at this pain.
Listen, Chris Brown said it. Chris Brown said it best. Come on. Chris Brown said it best. What is it?
These hoes ain't loyal.
And we leave it at that.
Chris Brown also said, "When a rich wants you," and listen, she had to
listen. But what is loyalty nowadays?
Who is loyal?
Who is loyal? How do you know people are loyal?
She got two little penguins.
Yo, like it scares. Like, you know what I mean?
Needed
I
think that bread.
Yeah, but on a serious note, I think this is why people don't put trust in other people, because they're like, yo, things like this happen to everybody. It happened to Denise, Renee, and Janae.
Wow.
Who is that? Who are these people?
Who is Denise?
What's the quote on that one? I need that quote.
Who is Renee?
I just threw some names out there, but you know what I mean?
They all like, rhyme too, coincidentally.
Let's see. There was Jenna, Felicia,
Linda, Inez. Leticia, Inez, and Felicia.
Three Kims.
But yo, I'm
Kim
serious.
Kim R, Kim S, and Kim W.
And Kim
hold
K.
On, hold on. So there's this. Somebody tweeted a picture of a penguin holding a phone. Showing a penguin, a picture of another penguin saying, I'm just coming to you, penguin to penguin.
Oh, no, no.
He's why? Coming to him as a
tell
penguin.
Him, like,
and, you just beat on me like, you got my wife and you're going to beat on me? This is just an outrage. Like, what has the world really come to?
And then out
you
here
got them walking
us.
Away together holding hands. Mm-hmm. No. You
she got
seen,
two penguins.
What's that?
To feed.
What's that video with the dude from the that show, the Steve Carell show? I think it's called. When he's like, "No,
oh, The Office,
no,
stop, no,
stop, gosh, no, no." Hey. Like, that's how I felt when I watched that video.
Yo, Ruben, that penguin though. Yo, shout out to the thotties.
Shout out to the thotties.
Somebody else.
Somebody wrote that. Did you see that?
Shout out to the thotties.
Yo, shout out to DJ Exclusivo. He's watching right now. He said, hey. Listen to what he said. He said, hey, I like thotties.
Hey, shout
so
out
him
to
and
the
Ruben
thotties.
Are on the scene.
Y'all are best friends.
But nah, are you nah, ready to after, slap box
listen,
for
after
some
watching
though.
That video, I'm kind of like, yo, maybe I should chill out with the thotties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe
wait.
It's time to find a.
You just.
Yo, but she might play
it?
Me like she did the penguin.
No.
It's not might. She will do it to you.
Listen. I could provide the food and I could give some eggplant. So
let's
just keep it there.
You hear that, ladies?
So you already know.
Yo, dropping it, Ruben.
Right on the table, baby. Let's get it.
Let's share one last picture. There's a picture of a penguin with his head down and another penguin patting him on the back saying, you good, bro? She was a hoe anyway. Them eggs probably ain't even
yo, I feel that. I feel that.
That's a good way to... That's optimism.
Listen, I feel that in mi corazón, my G. Like, I feel
my
that.
My cinnamon apple.
Yo, listen. Like, B, you... I'm gonna get all New York. I gotta put my Tim's on right now, yo.
Yo, that's how
I feel like, yo.
That ass be.
Like, yo.
You cooking right
like,
now?
Like, yo, how can you do that to somebody? Like,
listen, and now he's all roughed up. He can't even find another penguin.
Yo,
love
and the
him
thing is,
like that.
The thing is, when.
No, but this is a sign to find someone who really loves him for the penguin that he is.
But you know.
Because he got all this blood and all these scars. Somebody's gonna love him for who
when
he is.
When the penguin is all bloody like
crows
that.
Crows that come to eat him.
All the scavenger birds that are around will eat them.
Oh my
so it's
God.
Like
that's
it's like not only
up.
Did she cheat on him, but he was bloody. She's like, yeah, I hope a bird eats you or somebody eats you out there. That's what she
and,
said.
And listen, Ruben, now
that's
what
she's cold.
Said. You know,
that's like,
he's
listen,
gonna text her at
yo.
Least
that's like,
80
listen,
times.
You're paying the rent.
Like,
in your
also,
house.
This is what we doing now. This is what we do.
Listen, that's like you're paying the rent in your house. You're providing everything. Your girl don't work. And you walk in and you find her smashing somebody else. And you're like,
what the hell
and then
is
on top
going
of that,
on between
she kicks you out and says, this is my house.
It happened, yo.
It happened.
Oh,
it
hell no.
It happened. It's real life. It's
oh, like, hell no.
It happened.
It's like somebody suing somebody for $50 million because their time was wasted.
Another crazy. Ooh. A cuckoo cuckoo.
If you missed that episode, watch. Listen. One, listen
so
to it.
So somebody said it's always the women's fault. That is not true.
Yeah, but his
wait, who said that?
But here's the yo, shout Lose out to my boy Los. My boy, I know
yo,
him.
Yo, shout outs to Los, man. Sometimes it is the women.
But it,
well,
it is.
And Mariah
it's a miscommunication. Anytime somebody cheats, it's miscommunication.
Before we even get to the facts, it's like in Mariah Carey's case, hey, you know what I mean? It's so, like I said, if she didn't have so much different failed relationships, maybe I would have considered it. But since she had so many failed relationships, maybe she's the problem.
Maybe her standards are too high. That maybe, has nothing to do with
maybe,
her.
Maybe,
being
maybe. And I understand. I understand
maybe
what rumors
her boom boom got whack.
No, it's not even.
How about that?
So I got some facts here because here we go. Shout out to Jill who came at my neck. I should have wore a turtleneck.
Yeah, she came at my phone. I should have shut that phone down.
You wearing a V neck right now. You feeling real brave about yourself?
I'm feeling
huh?
real brave because I got my Black Lives Matter shirt on.
True.
So.
Yo, Black Lives Matter. I got my bracelet from URI.
Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
Shout out to Sasa for hooking me up on.
Shout
one.
Out to Sasa. Hey,
twerk.
Hey, we cannot twerk to Black Lives Matter.
The
that
tongue?
Is.
And why not?
Why can't we just do that?
Hey, because listen, this is Spark of PVD. We are lit. All right? Shout outs to the listeners.
So, yeah, so what happened with Mariah Carey was they had a. They had an agreement that if they were to get married, their prenuptial agreement was, because a prenup is only for people who are married.
Correct.
They had an agreement that if they were to get married and it was to fail, that he would give her $50 million, a lump sum. I guess this is where the number is coming from.
Correct.
And also, they would give her a blank, kind of like a blank check or a decision. She would make a decision for an allowance, basically, for clothes for her kids.
I mean, she does have a bad spending habit too.
Yeah, so I guess he was giving her an allowance like she was a child. Like, but the money that he was giving her for the clothes was to only go to her children and not to her. So maybe that's where the number is coming from.
Men out there, if you're giving your thotty money, be careful because she's going to take you to the hole.
Yeah, and also the prenup also mentioned that he would provide her with a private aircraft. So maybe that's why she's feeling salty. He promised her all these things if they were to divorce, and she wanted it.
But she didn't. But no they weren't sense. Married, though.
They weren't married, they weren't but they married. Were going to. They were
but
engaged.
They weren't married.
You need to tell her selfish.
But that's what I'm saying.
Selfish
she's salty
ass
because
person.
They didn't get married and they didn't get to get a divorce
so because,
for her
so,
to win all
so
these
because
things.
They weren't
she's
married.
Selfish.
No,
she's
because
selfish.
They weren't divorced. I think that's her problem. She's like, damn, I was trying to get all that on the prenup.
Nah, get what's the good? Hell out of
look
here.
Look at that. Come on, man.
Go
let me get
home,
the $50.
Daddy.
Can I?
Go home, Daddy.
No, she was like,
Go to the other penguin.
He was like this. Hey, yo, Mariah. He was go like, hey, yo, Mariah. So it's over. And she was like, oh, fine. Can I at least get the $50 million you promised for the divorce?
Wrong. You weren't
hey,
even married.
Wrong.
Hey, contribute to the thotty culture.
And they say men are and they say
no,
men are
that's
why
thotty
she
behavior.
Be a thotty?
That's thotty behavior.
And there was also an agreement that the engagement she was only allowed to keep the engagement ring if there was a I think we said that if there was like a written statement saying that it was like, for yeah. her. And if it wasn't given to her on a birthday or on an anniversary, she is not allowed to keep it.
So when did
so
she get the ring?
Give the ring back.
When did she get the ring?
An engagement.
As an engagement. It on a random day, I guess.
Oh, okay. So give that ring right back, butch.
I feel like he'll let her keep the ring, and he'll probably write it off as a gift. Because I feel like that...
Nah, F what, that.
If he's a businessman, you don't want anything messy to happen to you. So in the end, I'm sure he's not going to try to be messy about it, because this will affect him in the long run. He'll probably
right.
be like,
his
right,
name is
keep,
on the line.
Just keep the ring, whatever,
what
but let's
do.
Negotiate that price, because just, it's looking slow.
Listen, you better not give up the $50 million. F that.
That's a crazy number to live by. Like,
I'm not trying.
I don't know.
Yo,
I don't know.
It just makes me sick. You know, I'm done with that whole subject.
Oh,
Mariah Carey,
you're the one who resurfaced.
You had so much to say about it last week.
I'm putting Mariah Carey in a coffin.
What?
Hey, don't
take
literally.
It
literally.
Not literally.
Damn,
you
know,
just in case. Just
say
in case.
The topic.
I hope somebody you know, that we know ends up in a coffin. I'm just saying.
Oh my god.
Nah, don't.
Stop, you can't.
You shouldn't wish that on anybody though.
Look at Regina's face.
Look.
Mushala.
You shouldn't one wish anything bad on somebody.
I know,
you know,
but.
Because, you know, your energy does.
Like you guys said, I'm woke right now.
You are
you know,
very woke. And
I
can tell
that
you are receiving this wokeness. In a very,
you're woke with a little some extra in there. Can't quite put my finger on it, but
I feel like like, this is the same wokeness that happened when people were burning down buildings and messing up their local businesses, you know, for in Michigan back in some time. You have to take the negatives and turn it into a positive.
Yeah, I'm trying.
He's not there yet. He's not there yet.
You let it. You gotta find a way.
Listen, time heals everything. But then these next 4 years might not heal anything at all.
Oh my gosh. We have to find ways to release this energy and in this anger in a way where a good will come out of it. Like, you're feeling a little salty, you know, take a break. Some people take smoke breaks. Some people have a drink.
Some people punch a bag. Some people just need a Snickers.
Sometimes you just need some food. That's me. That's me. Like, if I'm down, I grab a slice of pizza. That's my serenity.
I'm pretty hungry right now, too.
Pizza?
Yeah, and you were late, so you got to bring the pizza. Oh, no, you were late. You got to bring the pizza.
Listen, I purposely got here.
I'm going to bring the time pizza that I get to our meeting next week.
Oh, you heard that? We heard that. You heard that?
Wait, because I was late last time, but Shaw's late now. So
wrong.
What y'all trying to do?
No, wrong. Yo, wrong.
For the listeners,
I purposely got here at the time that I got because I knew everybody else was going to be here.
But I was on time, though.
Surprisingly.
I mean, there is a stereotype that says minorities can never be on time. So
wrong.
So maybe that stereotype is true because we can never
tremendous.
Make it
here on time. That's tremendous, okay?
I mean,
shout out to Ruben because he brought the pizza that one time. So
he did.
He kind of set the bar.
Well, he did set the bar. Well, and it was Little Caesars, though, so he didn't really set it that high.
Ah, damn. Why are you playing? But he brought it, though. You got to give him the credit.
If you bring, like, I don't know, Antonio.
Listen,
that's
time,
a bar.
Next time, I'm going to bring you some shrimp pizza from Sicilia.
No, chill with shout the shrimp. Chill with the shrimp. My baby daddy's allergic to shrimp, and chill with the shrimp.
You only that barbecue shrimp, pineapple shrimp. Bubba.
Nah, but you know what it is.
Forrest Gump? No?
No. That's a classic movie, by the way. So, yeah. So, thank you to everybody who listened. Thank you to everybody who watched. Shout out to Tony, to Sheila Rose.
Shout out to El Gordito con Flow. Exclusivo.
The DJ.
And shout out to Losis, too. Shout out to the baby, Kathy. I see you.
Hey, stop it. And her birthday's coming
her
up.
Her birthday is coming
nobody
up.
Of us. So happy birthday, happy. Team Scorpio in the house.
Yep.
And shout outs to the veterans out there. You know,
yo, shout outs.
Why you say oh like that for Scorpio?
You know how y'all is.
Oh, here we go.
No, that's not right.
Is it coming?
Oh, you know how y'all is.
Like, we're good people. We're passionate.
Quite.
Listen.
And shout outs to all the listeners that listen on SoundCloud.
Yes.
And all the other...
Yeah, everybody who listens, everybody who shares, iTunes, Google Play.
And I hope that penguin also heals as well.
For all of you girls who are cheating on your men listening to this.
Y'all are a bunch of thoughts, straight up.
And all you guys cheating on your girls listening to this.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that too.
Y'all a bunch of thoughts
also. If you're out there
also.
Cheating, just know we're coming at your neck.
Like,
okay?
Severely.
Pero
like, if
con
you're
pasión.
Not feeling the heat by your neck right now. Then you just are careless and shameless about your actions.
And for those of you who break up with somebody and want to be petty and get your gifts back, stop being an Indian gift giver. Let Mariah keep the ring. There's plenty more where that came from.
But if you really
want
to be petty this cuffing season, get on the snap.
And if
that's all I'm going to say.
And I'm going to add it. If y'all broke up or anything, don't go on social media and bash your ex because
unless
you know why?
Because you look stupid as hell because you was receiving that eggplant for a very long time
unless
and
you're
you was
petty.
Not saying anything.
Diablo.
I'm just saying. Or maybe the eggplant wasn't good. I'm just saying. If the eggplant is good, you can't complain. You
unless
got something good.
Unless you're petty.
Yes, so Mimo people, that is a wrap for Sparkle PBD. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.